This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
I am honored to welcome to the studio John Reddick, the president of the Charlottesville Area Community Foundation, and its director of programs, Holly Hatcher. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for coming in. John, can we start with you and just get sort of a background and history of what the CACF is, where it's from, what it does. It's a kind of thing I don't think gets enough press, and I want to help do that because it's an amazing organization, and that the work that y'all do is the impact that you have here in our community is really incredible.
Well, Coy, thank you. And the 1 minute history is that we were originally created by the local banks back in 1967. We have grown very rapidly in the last 15 years. Our mission is to improve the quality of life for the people in the Charlottesville area, and we define that as Charlottesville and the contiguous counties around Charlottesville. We make grants a little over $3 million per year in a wide range of areas, human services, but beyond that, the music, the arts, the environment. And we also manage funds for a lot of other philanthropists as well.
That's really, it really is amazing. It must be hard to sit down and figure out, because I know you're deluged with requests from folks in our community who would love some of the money that y'all invest in our community. It must be hard to sort of sit down. Do y'all sit down around a big table and literally just go through folders and files? And
well, I should let Holly address that as our director of program. It's hard, but it's also fun.
Yeah.
And one of the joys of the work is we work with some of the most interesting philanthropists in the community. We're giving away not only money that we directly own and manage, but helping others think through their philanthropic objectives. So we're often marrying our monies with other philanthropic sources. And with their help, we can do things that we can't do ourselves. So, Holly, you want to
talk
about, though, what you go through typically sitting around that big table?
Well, I mean, we also have to acknowledge our dedicated volunteers. We have a screening committee and some dedicated members of our great board for the Community Foundation that help us in the grant-making process. And, it's never an easy decision, but because we do get several proposals, but we're really looking for, to fund projects and programs and organizations that make a difference in the community, and we're looking to expand and make sure that we're fully reaching our service area. So we're looking to expand our grant making in Green, Orange, Louisa, Fluvanna, Buckingham, and Nelson.
Holly Hatcher and John Reddick of the Charlottesville Area Community Foundation are our guests on Charlottesville Right Now. And if you've got a question, the phone number is 977-1070. John, explain this to me, how it works. It's a foundation. So if you have a philanthropist come to you and give money, it's not really just a one-time thing. They're giving money to a foundation. So in a way, that money is given out every year, even after they're gone.
That's right. I think one of the defining features of the Community Foundation is its sense of perpetuity, that donors can work with us today, but they can also establish funds that will operate, or their children can become engaged in, or will continue to operate following their death. And we've had a number of funds that have been set up by people during their lifetime, and then they write into the agreement arrangements that our board follows after their death. And one of the things that defines the foundation is our accountability to the community. And our board members are appointed. The mayor of Charlottesville has an appointment on our board. The chairman of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, the circuit court judges. So we are here today. We're going to be here tomorrow. We're accountable to the community. And these things that are set up today, Coy, will be operating 50, 100 years from now.
And it's so great because it's like a turnkey thing. Somebody can come to you with money, and you just have the whole process streamlined for them. And what's the most exciting, I think, is they can put money into the foundation, and it doesn't go to just one thing. It really is spread out in a very generous way across the community.
That's right. It is spread out to a variety of sources and objectives, but donors can also establish funds for specific purposes. And we have funds for virtually every conceivable issue, for the homeless, for the environment, Hollywood or some of the other different ones. They're virtually
it's a
any
long, long
local
list.
Cause there, we have a donor who's created a fund for.
And then we've also been allowed the opportunity for, while a majority of the funds do remain in the Charlottesville area, donors are allowed to give. So, of course, in the last two tragedies of Katrina and the tsunami in Thailand, you saw an outpouring of support from Charlottesville going through the Community Foundation to those two areas.
So you can help set that up as well. If somebody really wants money to go outside the community, you can handle that too.
Yeah, yes. A little over $1.5 million has come through the Community Foundation to New Orleans and the coastal areas after the Katrina.
Now, John, tell me about your background and how you got involved with this. What happened? Were you in banking? And
no, I am far from a banker. I have a colleague, Art Kaiser, our CFO, who is a wonderful banker and manager. I'm a political scientist, which got me involved in philanthropy many years ago after I got my doctorate at UVA. And, Coy, I wanted to change the world, and I spent maybe 15 fruitless years working with international foundations trying to do just that, and then had the opportunity to come back to Charlottesville and work. My UVA college roommate, who was a banker, got me involved in the Community Foundation. I served as chair for 5 years in a volunteer capacity for another 6 or 7 years. And we grew to a point where we needed a permanent staff. And I loved UVA faculty politics to some extent when I taught there, but I never looked back when this opportunity opened up.
Well, this has got to be really personally rewarding for you then. And I know for all the folks who work at the foundation, really rewarding to know that, you know, it's like sort of like being a doctor or one of those rescue folks who drives an ambulance. You know when you get up and go to work that you're changing lives for the better.
It is extraordinary, and we have a wonderful board and group of volunteer committee members, as Holly was saying. And I also have some delightfully challenging people like Holly to work with, too.
So, Holly, give us sort of a rundown of what's going on right now at the community area, Charlottesville Area Community Foundation. What are you all up to?
Sure. I mean, I hit the ground running, so I've been keeping John on his toes. And I jumped in with the grant cycles, and we're currently in the middle of our community endowment grant cycle. So we're considering those proposals right now, and we'll be making those decisions in the next couple months. But what we wanted to talk about today on the air is that for anyone that knows an organization in need of that seeks grant funding, we have one opportunity coming up called the Bammerworks Fund, and that is the Dave Matthews Band Charitable Fund that is set up through the Community Foundation.
You mean Dave Matthews has money?
Yeah.
No.
Shocking, isn't it? No, they've been...
That's a lot of CDs and bumper stickers.
They've been incredibly
concert
generous.
Concert tickets.
They've been incredibly generous to this community.
Oh, gosh, yeah, they have.
And the Bammerworks Fund is probably one of the main vehicles for that. And they have two cycles a year. And the deadline is actually next Wednesday, February 1st. And their program interests include disadvantaged youth, needs of the disabled, protection of the environment, and the arts and the humanities. And our guidelines for anyone that's listening and is interested are on our website, which is www.cacfonline.org. And if you just search for, it says apply for a grant, and you scroll down and click on Bammerworks, anyone can find out how to apply.
Well, I'll guarantee you, I'm sure there's somebody listening who might be interested or knows someone who is interested. Give me an idea, sort of flesh this out, of the kind of things that Bammerworks has supported in the past here in our community that we can sort of wrap our mind around as an example.
Well, the band members have an enduring interest in disadvantaged youth. And I would say, Coy, the majority of the gifts have focused on that, but by no means exclusive. Environment, needs of the disabled, music, the arts, virtually every local organization, you know, many of them have programs in that area. And, I suspect since the program was created in the foundation in 1999, I believe, there are hundreds and hundreds of grants have been given.
Yeah, that's really impressive that these guys have put this money back in this community that nurtured them and nurtured their talents. And I was one of those folks who went out on, you know, what was it, Tuesday or Wednesday nights back in the early 90s to see Dave Matthews Band every week at Max Tracks. And And it's really neat to see them putting the money back in here.
Well, they're a wonderful group of guys, and of course we all know them as the serious musicians that they are. What we see is the other side, and that is how deeply they believe in their philanthropy, and this is they're very much involved in this. We have a review committee that is made up of, I would not say friends of the band, but people who share the same life views that the band members do. And they work very hard, conduct site visits. The recommendations come back to Holly and myself, and we send the recommendations to the band. And they get deeply involved in the whole decision-making process. They really, really care about this. They're often making their final decisions when they're out on the road. And we'll get calls from Buffalo or Red Rock, Colorado. We like this, or we wonder about this. They're very engaged in the process.
We're talking with John Reddick, the president of the Charlottesville Area Community Foundation, and the foundation's director of programs, Holly Hatcher. You're listening to Charlottesville Right Now on News Radio 1070 WINA. Holly, tell us about the Youth Service Award Committee, because you were in studio mm-hmm. back in, I think, December mm-hmm. with a couple of members of the some local schools who had a pretty challenging assignment that they were working on.
Yeah, this is one of our other really special programs that we have at the Community Foundation, and that is a Youth Service Award Committee, where each year we have a bunch of students, one from each of the local schools. So this year we have a group representing Tandem, Renaissance School, Western Albemarle, Covenant, CHS, Albemarle, St. Anne's, Belfield, and the Miller School. And they are selected to form a committee, and for a year they work on reviewing proposals that are solicited in the fall. We came in last year to announce the deadline, which was December 1st, and that was kind of their first experience kind of talking about this Youth Service Award. And now they're in the middle of reviewing the proposals. We were just at a committee meeting last week, and it's amazing to sit and watch them around the table figuring out how do they discern which grant, which organizations deserve the $10,000 award. And then they're going to go and conduct their own site visits. And they're going to ask the good, hard questions. And then finally, they're going to come to consensus and pick an organization to receive the $10,000 award in April. And we'll have a, we'd like to come back in and announce it on the radio. And then we always have an annual reception at the Omni, honoring the students for their work and then also presenting this lucky organization with $10,000 to support their program.
That's really exciting. And it should be pointed out that this money actually goes into programs that support the youth in our community, right?
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah.
And so they, you know, just last week they're talking about, well, you know, this program supports youth in this way, but this program supports youth in this way, and then they start arguing about it, and it's not even at the really final stages. I mean, I think when they come back after their site visits, they're really going to have to struggle with which organization takes the top priority. But it's a wonderful opportunity for them to learn the process of giving back to the community, the wonders that philanthropy can do to support organizations, and it's a great opportunity for them that we hope they will carry on as they enter into college and into their adult lives.
Yeah. Your thoughts on that? Because that's a really neat program.
It is.
It's actually ingenious to involve the kids in the decision-making process of where the money goes to benefit kids.
Well, the kids really agonize over this. They are all overachievers. They're deeply involved in, you know, their school volunteer activities. And, you know, what was the old thing, share the pain? I mean, they really agonize over the decision. And as Holly said, they're now at that stage where they're really having to cut groups and go visit groups. And it is a committee that our board members just absolutely love and they all want to serve on. Dennis Barnes is our current chair. Joe Geek is involved in this. But we stand back and really get out of the way of the kids and let them make the decisions, agonize over and come to what is usually a decision they can all get behind. But the process, they see things in different ways than we do. And it is just a delight to watch.
We have to tell DJ Croteau over at WHDJ to get some cameras in there. And it sounds like a great reality TV show, doesn't it? Watching these kids through this process of trying to figure out how to invest in their community. And mm-hmm. it sounds like they take it very seriously.
They do. And, you know, they really, you know, last week when we were going over the proposals and listening to them, they're asking questions that I probably wouldn't have thought of. And so I'm excited to hear what they report on when they come back from these site visits and really getting to meet these people and see these organizations at work and to see how it changes their perception. And we're really this is my first round. John's been doing it for many years, but I'm very excited about the April event and really acknowledging them for their work, and then excited to announce who they choose.
And speaking of April, April 1st is also the deadline for the community endowment, which is what exactly?
Yes, it is. And our community endowment, we have two grant cycles a year, and that is the grant process that I oversee, and that our guidelines are available on our website, and that is where we make our it's unrestricted, so that's where we do our grant making. The other donor advised funds that we were talking about is when people have their own kind of initiatives that they want to fund, but the community endowment is where we seek out grant proposals. So those guidelines also on our website, www.cacfonline.org, and if you have any questions, you can give me a call as the director of programs. I'd be happy to talk to you about
And remind folks again, the BAMA Works deadline is just next week, right?
February 1. Yes.
So that folks need to get that in if they want to apply for that money, because that decision is going to be made very soon. Mm-hmm. The Charlottesville Area Community Foundation, changing lives right here in our neighborhoods. John Reddick and Holly Hatcher, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate it.
And you can get more information at cacfonline.org. And again, that's the Charlottesville Area Community Foundation, doing a lot of good work. And Holly, come back in when the kids have decided.
I'll bring the kids.
Who gets that $10,000.
Great.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at cvillepodcast.com and at 1070 On Demand at wina.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.